I have to confess that the allure of bowling has always escaped me, but the sheer love for and devotion to the sport of some of its practitioners is pretty intriguing. I'm Lisa Morgan, and on this edition of the Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares a book that proves I am clearly missing out. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. For those who might wonder whether Bowl Away, Elizabeth McCracken's sixth book but first novel in 20 years, is really about bowling, the answer is yes. Our subject is love because our subject is bowling, announces the narrator early on. Later, the attractions of the game are explained. People need cheap entertainment and conversation. They need to visit some minor violence upon inanimate objects. So much excellent writing about and so many wonderful claims for bowling appear in this book that one would not be surprised if its publication produces a spike in alley revenues. The central character of Bowl Away, the origin of its several generations of characters, is Bertha Truitt, said to be the inventor of candlepin bowling, a variation played in New England with slim, straight pins and a ball the size of a grapefruit, an operable tumor. On the other hand, it is possible that someone else invented the game first. That doesn't matter. We all of us have invented things that others have beat us to. Walking upright, a certain sort of sandwich involving avocado and an onion roll, a minty sweet cocktail, ourselves, romantic love, human life. Reading Elizabeth McCracken, the gorgeously put together sentences parading the pages like models on a Paris runway, the crazy original insights, the definitive, wholly fictional pronouncements, is like going on an automotive safari. Most of the attractions are by the side of the road, so there's not much hurry to move along. In fact, to continue with the animal metaphors, the novel is a shaggy dog story within a shaggy dog story within a shaggy dog story. I never really cared what was going to happen, but I couldn't stop reading either, just to see what the heck she would think of next. Children? They are preposterous foreigners who declare their love even before they speak the language, each one combining two families like a portmanteau, a mythical beast, a montage. Yoga? It's laundry for muscles, as though one was steam-cleaned and steam-pressed and folded back into his body's compartments. Secret and dark thoughts? Don't worry. Everyone needs them. They are lime in the mortar of your head. They hold up the good thoughts. And you may not have heard about the terrible influx of immigrant ghosts after the old dead in Europe were forced out by the new dead of World War II. So back to the story. I don't mean to say nothing happens. On the contrary, there is a molasses flood, a house fire, a murder, a lost will, and many other catastrophes that befall three generations of kooky characters, some of whom remain unaware of their true genealogical connection. In bowling terms, Bowl Away is a strike. For readers who are unfamiliar with McCracken, I'd also like to recommend The Giant's House, her 1998 debut novel, which was a finalist for the National Book Award, her heartbreaking memoir, An Exact Replica of a Figment of My Imagination About Losing a Baby, is also beautifully written.
The book is Bowl Away by Elizabeth McCracken. You can find more information about Bowl Away, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. And
we are very excited to announce the new Weekly Reader Book Club on WYPR.
Our first meeting will take place on Thursday, April 11th at 7 p.m. at Bird and Hand in Charles Village.
And the first book club pick is The Falconer by Dana Zapnick, which I'll be reviewing on an upcoming edition of the show.
You can find much more information about the new book club at WYPR.org. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.